Kroger Tender A Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, heart. In harmony. It is always easier to forgive than to forget, but even forgiveness can be difficult. Peg Martin was not hurt when her husband Jim tried to shoot and kill her. It was Penny Gibbs who was injured. But this makes Peg no less bitter toward her husband. From his cell in jail, he has asked a dozen times to see her. But when the police phone, all Peg will say is,
"No. Tell him I don't want to see him. I won't. And don't call me again."
"Oh, Crickets, Mrs. Martin, was that the police station again?"
"Yes, Nora, the police again."
"Oh, I guess Mr. Martin wants to see you just awfully much, doesn't he?"
"Yes, and I have an idea why, too."
"Why?"
"He wants to tell me how sorry he is he didn't kill me."
"Oh, Crickets, no. He wants to tell you how sorry he is that he even tried. I'm just sure of it."
"You don't know Jim Martin the way I do, Nora. Plans were spoiled when he wandered in on your birthday party and found a house full of people. He thought I'd be here alone or with only one or two others."
"It's a lucky thing you weren't, Mrs. Martin. If Freddie and Mr. Keith hadn't stopped him, he might have killed you."
"He would have killed me, Nora, and maybe whoever was with me. All he wants to see me about is to promise me he'll catch me alone next time and not miss."
"Well, you aren't sure that's the reason he wants to see you. Why don't you go and talk to him? He's had the police call up 10 times a day.
"Well, the police aren't going to phone again. I just told them it was no use."
"Crickets, Mrs. Martin, just think how you'd feel if you'd done something wrong and you wanted to say you're sorry and no one would let you say it."
"Jim's not sorry for what he did. It's for what he didn't do."
"But you don't know that."
"No, but as I said before, I know Jim."
"But people do things to surprise you sometimes. Sometimes they do the thing you least expect."
"An apology from Jim Martin is not only the least, but the last thing I'd expect."
"Mrs. Martin, look, he's going to prison for what he did, and he may be in prison for a long time, and, well, he's never been in jail before, has he?"
"No, but I don't know why not."
"Well, then, don't you see maybe being in jail and waiting to go on trial and be sent to prison is, well, done something to change him?"
"Oh, Nora, I wish I could believe that."
"You could go down and see him and find out."
"You mean find out he hasn't changed a bit? Jim isn't going to say he's sorry, I'm sure of it."
"Well, if the person who did something bad to me wanted to see me, for no matter what, I'd at least see him. And it wouldn't make me feel any better to be bad right back at him."
"Well, it's not making me feel better either."
"Well, then why don't you go to see him? Well, Crickets, if he isn't nice, you don't have to stay 2 seconds.
"That's true, Nora, but what am I going to say to him? If I see him, I wouldn't know how to begin."
"You don't have to say anything, seems to me. Let him do the talking."
"Oh, it's a simple enough solution, isn't it?"
"Oh, you're going to see him then?"
"I don't know, Nora. You've made me begin to feel that maybe I should."
"Oh, Mrs. Martin, he can't do you any more harm, no matter what he says to you."
"No. I don't suppose a harsh word will do to me what that bullet from Jim's gun did to Penny."
"No."
"I think you're right, Nora. It won't hurt me to see him.
Oh.
And if I think I'm hurting him by refusing to see him, I'm just kidding myself. You won't need me to help with anything for a while, dear, will you?"
"Oh, no, Mrs. Martin. Oh, you're going to see Mr. Martin?"
"Yes. Yes, I think so."
"Oh, that's just super. I know you won't be sorry."
"I won't be, Nora. I can't be any more sorry than I am now. And if my visit with Jim isn't too bad, I think maybe I'll try to see Penny."
"Oh, I saw her yesterday afternoon. She looks wonderful."
"I wonder how she feels."
"Oh, she feels fine, too."
"Physically, you mean?"
"Mm-hmm."
"I mean mentally. Nora, I'm worried about what she must think of me. If she hadn't taken me into this house, she wouldn't be in the hospital now.
Oh, crickets, Mrs. Martin. You know Miss Gibbs doesn't blame you for what happened. She doesn't even blame Mr. Martin. She knows it was all just an accident.
Hello, Jim.
Oh, Peg, Peg. They said you were coming to see
me,
but
never mind the theatrics, Jim. We've had enough of that already.
I'm sorry, but I've had the police call you 10 times a day at least, and you wouldn't come to see me. When they said you were coming, I wouldn't believe it.
I didn't want to come here, Jim. Something told me I should.
I'm glad it did. Oh, Peg, believe me, if these bars weren't between us, I'd... Oh, Peg, I've had a lot of time to think since I've been in here, and I know what made me want to kill you. It was jealousy.
Jealousy? What makes you jealous of me? I've never had anything to do with any other man.
It isn't that. I was jealous of the fact that you could get along without me. I was angry because in all the years I was away, you never tried to find me, never showed a sign of wanting me to come back to you.
You left me, Jim. I didn't run out on you. I didn't think you wanted to come back.
Oh, but I did. Right after I went away, I wanted to come back. But I was too stupid and too proud to do anything about it. I wanted you to ask me back.
Nice of you.
Yes, wasn't it? I didn't want to come crawling back to you and beg forgiveness and then have you lord it over me for the rest of my life. No, I wanted you to ask me back so I could lord that over you. You know, that's the kind of heel that you married, Peg.
Thanks for telling me, Jim. I never knew until now just what kind you were.
Peg, I admit it. You're much too good for me. I don't blame you if you never speak to me again. Maybe you're smart if you don't, but... Peg, this has taught me a lesson. These bars, this cell, has made me see how wrong I've been all my life. The law should have caught up with me a long time ago just for being no good. But, Peg, I've changed. I swear I have.
I hope you have.
I have, Peg. You think you hate me. Well, I hate myself a lot worse than you hate me.
I don't hate you, Jim. I'm only afraid of you.
But you won't have to be from now on.
No. From now on, well, for a good number of years at least, you're going to be safely in prison.
But what about after I get out?
I don't want to think about that.
But I do. I've been thinking about it ever since I've been here. Peg, this has taken the meanness out of me. I want to make up for what I've done. I want to give you the kind of life I promised before we were married. I want to give Julie the things that she is...
Oh, you remember you have a daughter, do you?
Julie is another reason I went crazy without you, Peg. Julie's partly mine, but you had all of her.
You didn't seem to want her when you walked out on us.
Peg, can't a man ever finish paying for his mistakes? Must I go on all the rest of my days suffering because 5 years back I was a fool?
You were a fool in Penny's house just last week. Starting now, you're paying for that.
The law says I'll pay for that with only a certain number of years. Can't I pay for running away from you and Julie and get it over with?
Jim, what are you asking me to do? Wait for you to get out of prison and then take you back?
Yes, Peg, I am.
Oh, no, Jim. I'm sorry,
Peg,
but
listen, you don't have to answer right now. Think it over. Think it over a long time. Tell me in a month, a year, or 2 years, but think it over. And believe me, Peg, I've changed.
I believe you. I'm just that much of a fool. I've never fully gotten over being in love with you. I was very much in love with you in the beginning, Jim.
Then you're still in love with me, Peg. You have to be. Love like that just goes on and on.
Yes, it does. It's still there, and that's probably why I'm such a fool.
No, no, you're not a fool, Peg. You're a good and a kind and a beautiful woman. I don't deserve to have you love me, but you do. And I want to return that love. Peg, I'll give you everything you want. You and Julie will have the most beautiful life the two people ever lived. Oh, I'm so stupid. I made good money when we were first married. I'll make good money again.
Jim,
I have ideas
that... I don't want
that...
money. Money won't keep me from being afraid of you. Money won't make up for the past 5 years or the loneliness of the next few years to come if I decide to wait for you.
Oh, Peg, please. Please, give me another chance. If not for my sake, for Julie's. I'm her father. She has a right to me. Don't deny your own daughter that right. Please give me another chance. For Julie's sake.
For Julie's sake. I'll think about it, Jim. For Julie's sake. And if I think it's right for her, it'll be right for me. I'll think about it, Jim, and I'll... If you turn the handle a little bit more, Peg, that'll be high enough.
Ma'am.
How's that, Penny?
Oh, that's much better, thank you. Oh, now I can see you. You know, I'm glad you went down to see Jim. He must feel awful about what he's done, Peg.
Well, in some ways, Penny, I think he's finally learned his lesson.
Well, sometimes it takes a foolish move to wake us up, you know. He wants you to take him back, doesn't he?
He just about got down on his knee.
Oh, Peg, listen to me. Don't laugh at him about it.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't laughing because I thought Jim was funny. What I really want to do is cry, Penny. Oh, he's so pathetic. Everything's gone right out of him. He has no spirit. He looks as if he'll never laugh again as long as he lives.
Peg, listen to me a minute. Have you ever thought that he has nothing ahead of him to laugh about? The prison's going to be rather hard to take. He's a proud person, Peg. But even worse than that, he has to take the years after prison alone, ashamed. His own daughter turned away from him.
I have an idea he loves our baby.
I think he was sorry he left her, Peg. And you know something?
What?
Sorrow can turn into anger. And anger into what's almost insanity after a while.
You're a very wise girl, Penny. I wish I had your understanding. I think it's obvious that's just what happened to Jim. I know him, and I didn't see it until today. You don't know him, but you understand her.
Because I try and put myself into the other person's place. It helps to understand people who do unusual things. Oh, Peg. Peg, put yourself in Jim's place for a minute.
I've been doing that ever since I saw him this afternoon, and I've been thinking about him constantly.
Just what have you been thinking?
Oh, nothing tangible yet. But I know I still love him. One look at him and I know I still love him. And then there's Julie to think about. I don't know yet, Penny. That is, I don't know for sure. But maybe Jim is my future after all.
Was Jim Martin sincere in saying he's sorry? Is Peg Martin inviting disaster for both herself and her daughter by considering life with him again? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.